Here we go. 3, 2, 1. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast. You can probably hear Robbie. Robbie is super loud, but Robbie is my boy, and he is here hosting the Frio Hydration booth. Just a super cool guy. Check out, there you go, FrioHydration.com. Check it out. But we are talking with Ken Keister. Did I say that right, Ken?
Yes.
Ken Keister, athletic trainer over in Florida. But Ken is the founder of the Secondary Schools Athletic Trainer page, and I've talked about it multiple times on the podcast because I think it's an amazing resource, and we were just chatting about how I've learned a lot about athletic training in across the nation and across the globe because of that group. Is a great opportunity for people to talk, to share, and to vent, say, hey, here's a picture of this gross thing on the back of my kid's neck. What do you think it is? Oh, hey, I didn't think about that. I didn't know what cellulitis was. I thought it was some made up thing, because cellulose is fat, and I was like, inflammation of the fat, and so it's more common to see cellulitis on there, but I wouldn't have known that had I not been on part of that group where people can post pictures and comments.
Yeah, I realized years ago, I got some friends that I still talk to from athletic training school. Matter of fact, I'm here with them this week, and the number of times it's like, hey, look, I got this kid, here's what's going on with them, what do you think, and just to be able to bounce that off people. Well, the whole idea became, if we could go even larger. Right. I mean, yeah, I got 4 or 5 people I talk to all the time, maybe the people in my county, but if we could get a large group, first thought was, well, let's go ahead and make it Florida. I'm the secondary school person, chairperson for Florida. I went, well, let's make this a Florida thing. And then I realized, you know what, people in Ohio and California and everywhere are going to have ideas on things that we may not have thought about, or, hey, in California, this is what our law is. In Texas, our law is this. And it can give us just a little more information as we go in and talk to administration about changing policies and, well, here's what they do in this state and here's what their stats look like, so we'd like to try and get some things done. And it's been about a little over 6 years the group's been there. The first 2 or 3 years it wasn't really huge, but about the last 3 or 4 years it's just taken off, and you know, we're getting 50 join requests.
Because I've talked about it on the podcast, that's why.
Yeah, it probably is. I found the podcast actually through the group. I found out about the podcast, yeah, and started watching. And I'm actually presenting at our state association for Florida, where breakout session, secondary school. I'm doing technology, pretty much not just technology, but inexpensive or free technology, yeah, that you can use. And one of the things I'm going to be talking about there is the podcast, because it's become a resource that I wasn't aware of until recently. And I'm looking back through old stuff going, oh my gosh, how did I miss this? How did I miss this? The one on technology, it was the first one I ended up hearing and got to the point. I'm like, oh, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that. Hey, that's this group. I'm glad. That's cool that they talked about it. And yeah, it's been a wonderful resource for us, just pictures out, venting. And you know, things get a little heated from time,
yeah,
to time.
Yeah, sometimes.
But the best thing about that is it's people that are passionate about doing the right thing, not by themselves, not based on what's the right thing for me, what's the best thing for our athletes. And you know, hopefully discourse can stay constructive the entire time. Every once in a while we have to back off a little bit, but I couldn't imagine the group turning into what it's turned into. We're almost 5,000 strong,
right? And I spoke with Jim Barry yesterday morning, and he's a very active member over there. We spoke with Mike Hopper over here yesterday afternoon, and Christy Messina, she's also a very active member of the Facebook group, and I saw her last night. I haven't had her on the podcast at the convention yet, but there's so many people. Nathan Irvin just came by and talked to me. I talked to Craig Fast. The opportunity here at the convention is really cool, and because you shared it, you said, hey, this is a really cool idea, come check it out at the deal, at the convention, and things like that. It's really cool for me to be able to meet those people in real life that I've only met on social media.
Yeah.
And so now there's a face to a name and there's a real person behind it, and which is actually good for us as humans, because sometimes we hide behind social media.
There are a lot of things, and obviously it's not something we have to deal with a whole lot there, but the amount of, I don't want to say cyberbullying that goes on, but the number of people who sit behind a keyboard and say things they wouldn't actually say to somebody's face, once you meet them, that goes away a bit. And, you know, one of the things that I always try, and when somebody asks for advice in the group, I always think to myself, well, it's easy to say this, take this hard stand, but if I was in that situation, what would I actually do? And it might not be make that hard stand. It might be you need to talk about this and get through it some other way. Because the last thing we want to do is put a child's health care at risk to prove a point.
Yeah.
But, you know, at a certain point, you do have to make sure that somebody's aware of what's going on. But, you know, hey, walk off the job. You've hit your amount of time. You know, they didn't tell you about it. Don't go there. It's easy to say, but you actually have to sit and think, well, what are the repercussions that could come down from
right.
that? And I think some people in the group are excellent about thinking about stuff. It's real life. You're giving people advice on their actual job. And there's other times where you're just like, yeah, you need to do this. And you got to take some of the things with a grain of salt. But, you know, we got a couple issues that get heated. And try and do our best to keep everything as clinical as possible. But I just couldn't imagine 6 years ago to be sitting here talking about this group that got together because I called one of my buddies. I'm like, hey, why don't we do Ryan Boyer? He's one of the other administrators. I called him. I said, what do you think about us doing a secondary school group on Facebook? Would you be administrator? Yeah, sure. And, you know, it turned into Mike got real was on there a lot. So we added another administrator. We added Christy. And I think there's five of us now. And it's become such an amazing resource. And I love the number of people that are just like, wait. You're on that group? I love that group.
Yeah.
I learned a lot from that group. I never thought it was going to turn into that, but it's just been an amazing transformation over the last few years.
All right, so secondary school's athletic trainer committee to be – not athletic trainer committee, athletic training Facebook group, secondary school's athletic training Facebook group. To be in the group, you're supposed to be, one, an athletic trainer, and two, in the secondary schools. The exceptions would be a college student.
We've started to let some college students in so at least they can see what's going on. I would hate to, right out of college, have not had some information from people. You go into that, this is what we're going to pay. Okay, well, that's what all the jobs are like. But at least here you can kind of see that, well, in Texas, an athletic trainer makes $60,000.
Right.
In this school, you know, in Florida, they make $40,000. In here, they make this. So you can go in with more information and you're not going to get, and I don't want to say the wool pulled over your eyes exactly, but administration doesn't value all of us the same across the country. Even across states, there are huge differences in number of athletic trainers at your school. And like, I'm at a school, we have three of us. All of us teach also, but you know, three of us compared to one of my other friend's schools, he was teaching as much, more than any of us individually were teaching, and he was by himself. And you know, if you think that's what the norm is, the group gives you the ability to see what else is out there. You know, when it started, we had a few other people that were involved. We've tried to keep vendors out as much as possible, just we don't want people selling things in there. Every once in a while, though, somebody will have a question about a specific product, and if you know there's somebody in the group that can answer that question, like Mike's good about, hey, I know you won't answer this unless you're here because you're not here to sell. What do you feel about this product? I think we've done a pretty good job of keeping that stuff out. I just couldn't be prouder of what that's turned into. And it's very little to do with me. It was just my idea. And the work that the other administrators have done has just been incredible.
Well, don't sell yourself short. Just like the podcast. I mean, I got Amanda over there recording. You know, I had John Harmon over here. But it is your idea. And that's where it started. And it was your effort to start it. And it is an incredible resource. Last night I went to the Gatorade Secondary School's athletic trainer social meetup that I wouldn't have known about had people in that group not been talking about it. You know, and so real quick, is the Facebook group associated with that meetup thing at all?
No. The Gatorade thing was completely separate, but 2 years ago I think was the first year Gatorade did a secondary school meetup. So one of us found out about it and let everybody know, because if it wasn't for that group, I wouldn't have known about those things.
Yeah.
So while they're not really directly related to each other, I do think the success of the Gatorade meetup was a little bit better because of the secondary school group, people being able to find out.
Yeah, I mean, it was really cool. So if you're coming to convention in the future, that Gatorade secondary school, at least the way it was in Houston, there was you just check in, you know, you RSVP beforehand, you check in, there's free food. There's free drinks. You know, if you drink alcohol, they had free alcohol there for them. I know I just drink water. But it was a really cool deal. And again, because of the secondary school group, I was able to learn about that and hang out and meet those people. You know, that's where I saw Christy. I saw Rolando Salas, Craig Fast, a couple other different people at that event because of the people that I met in the Facebook group.
Yeah, I was upset. Well, I don't want to say I was upset. I was a little disappointed I wasn't able to make it. But one of our former athletes from my school is in Houston here. So I met him for dinner instead. You know, it's nice to be able to meet up with everybody, but it is nice the great thing about the secondary school setting is we may only have the people for 4 years, while some of the other professions have them for longer, some of the other locations, but we are part of their lives. We will always be part of their lives. They come back and, man, I got to college. Things weren't quite the same. And it's not saying that the athletic trainers in college don't do their job well, but a lot of the secondary schools do a good job of making sure that the player knows that we care about them, not we care about our left tackle being healthy.
Right.
I care about this individual being healthy. And I think that's one of the things that we've been able to do. And as more and more people are discontented about people not knowing what athletic training is in the general public, the best place we can educate them about that is in the secondary school setting. If you're a high school athlete and you have an athletic trainer, your whole life you're going to know what it is. You're going to know how great it is to have an athletic trainer. You're going to know what they can do. And, you know, when you get to where you have kids, you're going to demand that your kids are playing a sport where there's an athletic trainer. You know, the big push for us to get everybody to know what we do, we're the ones on the ground. We can do a better job than anybody. Now, yeah, the professional sports, it's nice to be able to have a commercial. And, you know, Gatorade did a commercial about what athletic trainers do, and that is wonderful. It's the support that they've shown, especially the secondary school setting, has been tremendous. But, okay, well, that's what they do. Well, I don't have one. Well, that's what they do. Do you guys have one at your school? I don't know. So the fact that we can push that and we can build that, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, it may not be me, but the students behind me, or the athletic trainer that comes to my school behind whenever I'm done and I retire, I'm hoping that they don't have to explain to anybody what they do. Because everybody in my community, I'm a community school, and they've had athletic trainers for about 25 years at that school now. Probably even longer, actually. But since they've had athletic training there so long, it is expected. But just like any other place that you go, and this is one thing that I've realized from that secondary school group, is you have to build a relationship with each coach differently. The way that, you know, I explain an athlete or I explain an injury to even this football coach and that football coach, you have to take their personalities into account. You have to go through those things individually, and you have to build a relationship. You just can't come in and say, well, I'm the athletic trainer, this is how it's going to be. You have to come in, even if they know that you're qualified to do the job, that doesn't mean they trust you yet.
Yeah.
And you have to build that. And it's been interesting to see across the state and across the country how different people deal with those relationships. And the bottom line is, no matter what it is, whether it's with our student athletes or it's with our coaches or it's with administration, our job is relationships. If that football player doesn't trust you enough to come over and tell you that their head hurts after a hit, they're not going to tell you. If they don't want to tell you that their knee's bothering them, they're not going to tell you. They have to trust you and know that you have their best interest at heart, even if they don't realize it until later. And I had a lacrosse player 1 year, had a concussion. We were doing impact testing. So had a had a test on him. For a week out, numbers were still low. Another week out, things were better, but not quite where they should be. I said, you know what? This is Thursday. We're gonna test you again on Monday. And he was mad. He was so furious. I wasn't going to let him play in a game on Friday. He comes back Monday. He takes the test again. He does wonderful. And he says, you know what? I thought I was fine on Thursday. I know I'm fine now. And I wasn't fine Thursday. I was so mad at you. But now I get it. Now that I took the test and I could remember stuff, it was easier, I did so much better, thank you.
Yeah.
And it's being able to share those stories for people that don't think they're doing the right thing. My the parents are mad at me, this is mad at me, and it's not one person sharing those stories. It's, you know, almost 5,000 athletic trainers sharing stories of encouragement and advice and everything from, yes, this is a great product, this is a good company, talk to this rep, or here's a good way to try to build and get another athletic trainer at your school.
Yeah.
And NATA has some good resources out there, but not everybody trusts them.
Or even knows about the resources.
True.
Until Chris Shattuck brought me that packet, I didn't know that they had those resources. Again, my own fault. I wasn't a member of NATA, so I couldn't go looking for it. But I wasn't a member of the Secondary Schools Athletic Trainer Group, where I know I've personally mentioned the Employment Improvement Guide?
Yeah.
Whatever, Position Improvement Guide. So they have the Position Improvement Guide there on the NATA website as a resource for athletic trainers. Again, it walks you through the whole process. But if somebody like me or you aren't talking about it either on Facebook, on Twitter, or on the podcast, then they're not going to know. They're just going to be like, well, I'm just going to do what I've been doing.
I either have to do this or quit.
Yeah.
And there are the other options out there. And it's, yeah, the information's the name of the game.
Yeah.
So it's good to be able to get the word out to everybody.
Yeah, yesterday I talked with on day one of the convention with Richard Davis. I mean, he's kind of a rough guy, but he's been able to increase his budget to $50,000 between partnerships with the hospital or with other things or fundraisers. But $50,000, on that Facebook group, I've seen people talk about $500 budgets a year.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. And so because you know, you hear or see that, now there's hope. But all right, so what's one of the ways that on the Facebook group you resolve conflict?
We try when we can to we try and stay on top of it as much as we can. That's why we need to have so many administrators.
Right.
Another one might happen at some point, but there is a thing where you can report a post. So there's times where I'll read a post and, you know, I'll follow it for a little while. And then a comment to a comment, things start to get a bit heated and somebody lets us know about it. And our first thing is to go on and say, hey, look, we need to keep this professional. You know, no personal attacks. Wash these things. We need to keep those things away. And if it doesn't happen, we do end up having to go ahead and shut down that particular group, that particular post. I know we had one, you know, we've had more than one on body core temperature,
yeah,
where that's the one that always gets heated. And there's somewhere it's good and professional, and well, you need to do this, and it says this. Would you rather have Doug Casa for you or against you in a court of law? And it goes back and forth. It was interesting to me when it started is that this state has a very different law about that than this state as far as our licensure and what we can do. And I believe one person said that one of the states, I think it was Nevada, as soon as an EMS shows up on the site, they are in charge. There's nothing the athletic trainer can do at that point. EMS takes over. And I would have never known that. I guess Nevada's only had licensure for about 10 years now. So hopefully at some point that's going to change a little bit. I know the county I'm in, they said under no circumstances are you doing that. I said, okay, well, We will. When it gets into it, I don't know what I would do if it came down and I had to make the choice. Thankfully, I have not had to make that choice. Biggest thing I've tried to do is talk to my EMS and my fire department, several of which are former students and parents of students, and say, look, here's what this is, and we have some support on that side of it. But that's the one issue that we tend to have to shut down from time to time, because the things turn from, well, this is why you need to do it, well, this is why I can't do it, to, don't you care about your kid's life?
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody tells you you don't care about one of your athletes, the attack that comes back is not going to be a professional one, and we have to shut down those things. But it's honestly, there is a very, very small number of things that we have to remove as administrators. Most of the time people are very professional, and that's the whole point of the group, is we want to be professional. We're there for each other. If you want to start doing things like that, we will go ahead and you'll be removed from the group.
Yeah. Again, the resource, Secondary Schools Athletic Trainer Facebook group, you can ask to join and then they'll approve you. It's a great resource. I highly recommend if you're in that setting, the being a part of it, you can, you know, be as active on that as you want. But I was really active on Twitter, and then once I found this group, I was a lot more active on that Facebook because of that group, because it's more focused on what I was looking for. With Twitter, now it's everybody, you know, there's a lot more various content. And so usually if I'm looking at the secondary schools group, it's content that is beneficial to me or is relatable. You know, somebody talking about freaking coach canceling the game or rescheduling a game for today. You're like, yeah, I've been there. I understand. I'm with you. And again, I appreciate you guys starting it. And
the one piece of advice I would give, if you are interested in joining and you search, it's the secondary school athletic training page. Whatever you ask to join, the administrators, I'm going to tell you right now, we are going to go to your Facebook page. We're going to click on it and see what it is. If it doesn't say you are an athletic trainer, I can't obviously tell from your page you are an athletic trainer, you're going to be denied entrance. If that happens, you can feel free to send a message to myself or one of the administrators. Ask why, explain, you know, I'm an athletic trainer at this place. Yes, it's true. There's nothing on my page that allowed you to see that. But that's the only reason. We want to make sure that we don't have people that don't have a professional agenda in there. And the only way I can do that is we're going to vet your page to a limited amount. But if I can't tell what it is, you will not be approved. So do make sure that, it has your job. Your job is athletic trainer at such and such high school. You'll probably be in. Shouldn't be an issue.
All right, Ken, somebody wants to get a hold of you. Best way to do that?
Best way to do that, honestly, is just the Facebook group. You can click on it, send me a message. You can see who the administrators are. If you have any question for any of us, we don't talk all the time, but we do have a chat group that's the administrators. Hey, this came up. What do you think? Should we do this? Should we do that? Any of us can answer the majority of your questions. But the best way would be through the Facebook group, or my email is Kenneth, Kenneth, Keister, Keister, at OCPS.net. So you can give me an email on the school email, and I check that. In the summer, it's usually once a day, might be once every other day, but during the school year, I'm on it all day, so I'll get back to you right away.
All right, Ken Keister, the founder of the Secondary Schools Athletic Trainer Facebook page, great resource. I highly suggest you check it out. Again, there's been posts. It's been mentioned multiple times on the Sports Medicine Broadcast, and also in the Facebook group, the Sports Medicine Broadcast has been mentioned multiple times too. So I appreciate your support of what I'm doing, and then I will continue to support what the movement you guys have created. So Ken, thank you for being on the Sports Medicine Broadcast.
Thank you for having me.
Here at the 2017 NATA convention in Houston at the Frio Hydration booth. That's a wrap.